This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
You are listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell with a fresh approach on how you can live your life as a baby boomer. And as we start our program, we bring in our career expert, Mr. Joe McKenzie. He is the founder of RippleConnects.com. He turns candidates into contenders. The website is RippleConnects.com, as I just mentioned, 763-438-1621. We're bursting into summer with the job search, Joe McKenzie.
Yes, we are. Good morning. How are you?
Unbelievable. It's interesting that you're talking about this just as school is just getting ready to wind down for a lot of students. And we discussed this innovative job search on New Beginnings last year. Do you still see this as a productive way, Joe McKenzie, to approach a new job search?
Absolutely. In fact, I'm more in that camp now after I've gotten feedback from my own clients that recommend to me, or when they give me feedback, Freddie, saying, well, when you told me to go, you know, take some downtime, take a mini vacation, start a home project, reconnect with friends, my job search amplified because I was more creative, I was more productive. So absolutely, to answer your question, I all Ripple Connects clients, I give them the permission to work in bursts of activity in regards to their job search. And I tell you why I think this is important. For many years, I used to attend jobs groups or volunteer to give talks, and sometimes I'd sit in on them. And I always remember people would come in, some of the speakers would come in and say, you know, looking for a job is a 9-to-5 Monday through Friday job. You need to be constantly looking. It's a full time. And that was kind of the common practice. That was the thought process of finding a job. So when everybody else was at work, you were supposed to be looking for a job. And I started giving that some thought and, you know, doing some reading. I like to curate some of the most recent information. But in reality, we work in bursts of energy and activities. And I've talked about the Romanian physicist Albert Barabasi talking about how he has studied big data in regards to how human behavior is. And a lot of times, Freddie, we work in bursts of energy followed by long extended times of downtime. And I wanted to apply that to a job search. And so when I launched it last year, I wasn't sure where this was going to go. But I can tell you, Ripple Connects clients tell me firsthand, they thank me for giving them permission to having this type of innovative approach.
Give me an example of what a burst of energy looks like as it relates to your career search.
Think about it. If you really start to think about it, we have bursts of energy to return emails, return voicemails, to have meetings, to do any kinds of online applying for jobs or looking at LinkedIn. Those are the types of activities that we work have a tendency to work in bursts. And when we do look at when we return emails, we start to see a pattern. Some people, they return emails first thing in the morning. Other times, you know, you'll have meetings in the middle of the day. You may have some of your phone interviews at certain times. And those are bursts. Or kind of it's a bursty nature of your activities. And when we recognize when we're at our best, Freddie, when are we in the most clear mind to solve complex problems or think about how a well thought out email is? When we start thinking about it that way, then we optimize our performance, Freddie. And so a lot of times I used to call it batching, but really it just bursts of those activities that if we can harness, we can become much more creative, much more productive, as well as optimize our performance in regards to our job search.
Interesting, everyone. We're talking with Joe McKenzie, our career expert on New Beginnings. He's talking about bursting into the summer job search. And I'm just curious, how does allowing for the downtime that you just mentioned help a job seeker to recalibrate? I like using that word. That's a Joe McKenzie-ism. Recalibrate and recharge their own summer job search.
I used to have people tell me after day three of looking at LinkedIn or Indeed or all these web job websites or returning emails, after a while, their creativity starts to and productivity starts to dip because they haven't had that downtime. So I encourage them to look at, you know, maybe a small project around the house or take a short vacation or reconnect with some old friends over coffee on get-togethers. And believe it or not, when they're working on their project at home or taking a, you know, getting out of town for a couple of days, that downtime gives them an opportunity to think more creatively about their job search, maybe who they can reach out to that they hadn't thought of before, maybe a transferable skill that they hadn't thought about before, or a different pathway in their career. All because they've had that downtime to reflect, kind of have that quiet time. You don't always get that when you're staring at a screen. That creativity is not there. And so when I encourage them to have that downtime, now we start seeing that creativity. Oh, I remember this person I wanted to reach out to. And it could be while you're driving to Lake Superior for a couple day vacation or, you know, staining your deck. Those are times, Freddie, that believe it or not, if you can harness that burst of outdoor activity energy, you can bring it back to your job search. And you may have not thought about it by staring at a screen.
That incubation process.
Exactly.
So is this approach for every job seeker, Joe McKenzie?
Well, it's hard to say everybody. I think if most people took the time to think about the logic behind that, and maybe even take the time to maybe look at how your bursts of energy are working now during the day, you may see the logic and the innovative way of going about this. It takes time for people to bring this on, but I think most people can benefit from this type of approach versus sitting at your computer or on the phones Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 in regards to today's job search. I really do think most people could benefit. Is it for everybody? I can't say positively that's true. Some people will just wire differently that they're not going to be able to have that downtime. But I can tell you that downtime brings, if that downtime brings you creativity and productivity, and that is applied to your job search, go for it.
Interesting. So how long is a typical burst of energy or burst of activity?
It varies. It varies. We can look at how our energies are spent on returning emails just by looking at our data records. You know, how long were you on the phone and when were you on the phone? You can look at your calendar. When were you scheduling meetings? It's going to vary, Freddie. But what happens is you start to see a tendency of when those bursts are in regards to a day part. So sometimes people will be better off recognizing when they're at their best. You know, returning a clear, concise email may be better in the morning versus at 9:30 at night when we've had a long day. We may do our phone interviews better in the morning or early afternoon when we're more rested and have more of a daily clarity to ourselves. I think it's more about recognizing when you're at your best and looking at your behavior that's going to allow you to apply this to your own job search.
Wow, so it's a nice balance between that burst of activity and that incubation process or the downtime to help a job seeker to recalibrate and recharge. So we've covered some really important parts of this, Joe McKenzie. So what do you think and what are you planning to cover in part two when we get back together next week as we talk about bursting into the summer job search?
Well, I think we approach the how-to. We talk about how you're going to start recognizing when you're at your best. When are certain activities most productive and you're most creative and really, you know, a method to do that so we can start applying it to our own job search. And that's the how-to is what I want to cover in next week's segment.
The how-to. So to recap what we've spoken about this weekend so far, what would be those takeaways that we should remember as we prepare to listen to you next week when we come back?
Realize that working in short bursts of activity is going to allow for that creativity and productivity, especially if you allow for downtime to come into play here versus being on the clock looking for a job 9 to 5. Come on. If you're going to stare at a screen for 8 hours and think that's the best use of your time, I think this burst into the summer job search is for you to really take a look at and how you're going to optimize your performance, get more creativity, and you're probably going to see more productivity because of this approach in working in bursts of energies followed by that downtime.
Interesting, everybody. Joe McKenzie with us, our career expert on New Beginnings, and our program continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
And with me now is the Center Coordinator for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, Kitty Harris. You've got a really big event coming up that everybody should be aware of.
Yes, we have our annual Neighbors Night Out event. It's going to be on Thursday, June 6th. We're calling it our VIP invitation. The theme this year is Love and Alive and Kicking. And this event is held at the Bloomington Center for the Arts. And so what Alive and Kickin' so graciously has done for this community is they provide free tickets for us, free transportation for us to take this community out to Bloomington to have essentially a night out on the town. We encourage people to sign up as soon as they know that they want to attend by giving me a call at 612-344-2209. And that way, when they call, they can let us know if they need free transportation or if they will be meeting us there. Right now, we have buses that will be leaving from 3 different locations in North Minneapolis. So it is essential that people call and register so that we can know which location they will be getting on the bus from so we can have enough transportation for the community.
Date, time, and place. One more time, Kitty.
It's going to be Thursday, June 6th at the Bloomington Center for the Arts. Buses will leave from 3 locations in North Minneapolis at 4:30 p.m. And so you can call 612-344-2209 to register and let us know where you want to ride the bus from.
That's Kitty Harris. She is the center coordinator for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
Are you thinking about buying or selling a house, or just want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments? Then why not become a house geek? Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall.
And I'm Chad Vandelot with Bricks Real Estate and the host of the House Geeks Real Estate Show here with your Market Minute.
5.83 is the average number of showings per week per listing in the median sale price range in the Twin Cities. This is seasonally expected and is a key early indicator of current demand in the marketplace. The median sale price is up over last year, 6.5%, and the 30-year conventional interest rate is at around 4.17%, up slightly over last week.
Conclusion: the market is at its seasonal peak activity and will most likely start to ease back up within 6 to 8 weeks. For buyers, peak activity also means the most new listings are hitting the market. For sellers, now is the time if you still want to be part of the spring market rush. Thinking about making a move? Check us out online anytime at housegeeks.com.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everyone. We're talking about health now on New Beginnings as our program continues. You can always find us online at www.freddiebell.com. Just click on the New Beginnings tab and you can find podcasts from previous shows right there. Also, you can join me online on Twitter. Join in the conversation at Freddie Bell. Let's talk about cancer. And the reason we want to talk about cancer today is that we know that there are a lot of people in our audience whose family members, or you may even suffer from cancer yourself, and you're dealing with all the different drugs and therapies and so forth that go along with cancer. Cancer immunotherapy drugs, which spur the body's own immune system to attack tumors, they're holding a lot of promise but still fail many of our listeners. New research is saying, and is helping to explain why some of these cancers elude the new class of therapies and offer some clues to a solution. There was a study published in the journal Cell, which focuses on the colorectal and prostate cancer, cancers that seem largely impervious to a key mechanism of immunotherapy drugs. The drugs block a signal that tumors send to stymie the immune system. That signal gets sent via a particular molecule that is found on the surface of some of these tumor cells. The trouble is that the molecule does not appear on the surface of all the tumors, and in some cases, the drugs have trouble interfering with the signal sent by the cancer. The new study is a part of a growing body of research that suggests that even when tumors don't have this particular molecule on their surfaces, they're still using that same molecule to trick the immune system. Instead of appearing on the surface, that molecule is released by the tumor into the body, where it travels to the immune system hubs, the lymph nodes, and tricks the cells that congregate there. They inhibit the activation of immune cells remotely. Scientists have discovered that they could cure a mouse of prostate cancer if they removed this particular molecule that was leaving the tumor and traveling to the lymph nodes to trick the immune system. When that happened, the immune system attacked the cancer effectively. That's really good news. And the immune system of the same mouse seemed able to attack a tumor even when the drifting molecule was reintroduced. This suggests that it might be possible to train the immune system to recognize a tumor much the way a vaccine can train an immune system to recognize a virus. This new research dovetails with other recent studies, including a paper published last year that shows that molecules released from skin cancer tumors can suppress the body's immune function. When these bits of molecules travel outside the cell, they're known as exosomal, and the discovery of their role is one of the many fast-moving developments refining an area of medicine that has become among the most promising in decades. Last year, the Nobel Prize was awarded to James Allison from the MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, who did groundbreaking work in immunotherapy. An explosion of research is aimed at not only refining the therapies, which can have profound side effects, but also at searching for other molecules involved with cancer and the immune system. Scientists are now looking for ways to turn this discovery into concrete therapy. Interfering with these particular molecules traveling the lymph nodes can lead to long-lasting systemic anti-tumor immunity. You're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell. And as we continue talking about your health, scientists are shining a bright light on a new idea to the often discouraging search for ways to treat Alzheimer's disease. In treatments on mice, scientists used light and sound to orchestrate a series of episodes that were marked by electronic synchrony inside the animals' brains. Prompted by a flickering light and a pulsating buzz, both timed to fire 40 times per second, their brains began to hum to the same frequency. The results published online are yielding some really great insights about what may go wrong in Alzheimer's disease and how that process might be halted or reversed. Whether the strategy called gamma oscillation entrainment is as effective in people will soon be tested. That according to the scientists who are really close to this, they say it has an advantage that drug implants and surgical procedures don't. Without breaching the skin, it appears to recruit special cells to do their healing work inside the brain. The research builds on some work done earlier using a technique called optogenetics and then visual stimulation to prompt gamma wave synchrony and correct faulty signaling in the brain. It worked, but only in the visual cortex, which isn't typically under attack in Alzheimer's. In this new study that we've been talking about, researchers added acoustic stimulation. And when mice bred to develop Alzheimer's-like symptoms were exposed to both, researchers saw that the neurons in several of their brain's key memory circuits began humming along at that same frequency. After the sessions, an army of newly energized immune cells descended on several areas of the brain. Normally idle as Alzheimer's disease takes hold, these debris-clearing cells called microglia began vacuuming up the sticky plaques and tangles of protein that gum up the brain of those with this memory-robbing disorder called Alzheimer's. The study's central finding is that inducing electrical synchrony touched off such a widespread range of effects is suggesting that there might be a single key lever that could preserve or even restore order in brains made noisy by age and disease. You're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell. And finally, there's a brand new report that says taking dietary supplements won't extend your life. In a study of the Annals of Internal Medicine, it's been found that dietary information from almost 31,000 men and women 20 and older found that using dietary supplements had no effect on mortality. Adequate intakes of vitamins A and K, magnesium, zinc, and copper were associated with reductions in all-cause mortality, but only when they came from food, not from the supplements. Taking 1,000 or more milligrams of calcium a day was associated with an increased risk for death from cancer, and vitamin D supplements in doses above 400 IUs a day were associated with increased cancer death and death from any cause. What's the takeaway here? Make sure that you get your supplements from food. You're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and we continue New Beginnings right now. You're listening to New Beginnings on AM 950. And I want to continue right here and give you some information about AARP. There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just some of the other member benefits from AARP. Insurance, access to auto, dental, home, life, vision, and other quality coverage for your health needs from top companies, including the AARP Dental Insurance Plan, administered by Delta Dental Insurance Company. How about family caregiving? We talked about that earlier. Care guides, simple checklists, support options, and other free resources designed to help you care for your loved ones, all available online through AARP family caregiving sites. And also health and wellness, brain health tips, online tools, savings for eye exams and eyewear, and a free annual hearing test by phone. You also can get work and jobs, resources to help you find a second career or part-time work, plus access to the AARP job board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 years old and over. I know you love to travel. Vacation ideas for every budget and discounts on hotels and car rentals, flights from British Airways, vacation packages, and more. And of course, finances. You can find online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, and more. Explore all of your benefits with the easy-to-use enhanced destination. That's AARP.org/benefits. You can download their free app right now for your digital membership card, daily news, local events, and benefits in your area. And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
I have a great time with my life, and I want to share it.
Nowadays, a lot of people think of positivity and optimism as something unrealistic, something almost delusional.
It teaches the cultivation of peace of mind as a power center out of which comes driving energy.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
Today's point of focus is power, that inner quality that directs our thoughts, words, and actions. Did you know that every time you think or speak, you're actually applying a creative power? Your choices shape your reality. If you choose to create good, to attract wealth, to establish peace, it's all from that power that you already have, the power of choice. You can actually promote peace in the world through your thoughts, through your words of conciliation, and through constructive action. All true power emanates from the thoughts that you hold in your mind. That's our point of focus, power. I'm Freddie Bell. If you'd like to learn more, I'd welcome the chance to speak to your organization. To learn how, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com.
Tom Hartman here for All Energy Solar. One of the myths about solar is that you save more if you wait, but waiting to switch can actually cost you more. While tax rebates make solar affordable, those rebates are often limited and decrease over time. So when you wait, you risk losing some of the incentives that make solar so easy to afford today. And besides, the sooner you get your All Energy Solar system, the sooner you reduce or even eliminate that high electricity bill. Make the switch today at allenergysolar.com.
Get $50 for your trade-in regardless of condition when you buy new appliances from Warner Stellion. Minnesota's appliance specialists beat the competition once again with guaranteed sale prices, trusted fast free local delivery, and now for a limited time, $50 for every appliance you replace with a qualifying model. Replace your tired, inefficient appliances and get $50 trade-in rebates. The more you replace, the more you save. For a very limited time, exclusively from Minnesota's own original appliance specialists, Warner Stellion.
Introducing a new day of the week. Someday. Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Want to retire someday? You'll really want this. A My Social Security account at socialsecurity.gov. You can estimate your future benefits and manage current benefits online. Millions of people have a My Social Security account. Get yours today, because someday is here at socialsecurity.gov.
Freddie welcomes Kelly von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Welcome back, Kelly.
Oh, it's so good to be here, Freddie, and spring is in full force.
It really is. The showers, the sunshine, the green grass and leaves, all of that is just so wonderful. And to reach us, I know, to reach you, I should say, is westmetrohypnosis.com. The telephone number is
952-222-3975.
I'm inspired by your title this week, Intimidation versus Inspiration.
Yes, yes. So you may well know that in April, Minnesota or Minneapolis celebrates Celebration Week for the passing of Prince, right?
That's right.
Yes, and of course, I was diving into many different interviews with him because I'm a big Prince fan and was just watching a bunch of got caught up in watching a bunch of videos and stuff. And I saw an interview with him and he was asked the question, what intimidates you? And his response was, nothing intimidates me. Many things inspire me, but I don't let anything intimidate me. And that really struck me as what an amazing sort of frame of reference to live our lives from. Because many times we think of people being intimidating. But how often do we pull ourselves back from doing something new or different because we're intimidated by it? We're intimidated maybe by getting too successful or getting too big for our britches. Or, you know, what if we did really allow ourselves to be so inspired to go out and just throw care to the wind and say, you know what, I'm not going to be intimidated by my options in life. I was just struck, and so I'm curious. I'd like your kind of take on that and if you've had any experiences with being intimidated by something.
It seems as if the unknown is intimidating on its face. And it's the approach that I believe that makes a difference in the outcome. So if the approach is one of let's go explore and see what happens on the other side, or if it's one that stops you from even venturing, then I think the outcomes can be completely different.
Oh, I totally agree, too. And isn't it interesting that we can even start with one feeling of going into something, and then it can change midway? And what strikes me as is when we fall into the energy of intimidation, when we are allow ourselves to feel intimidated, I would venture to say that most of the time what follows that is regret at some point. Regret for not having jumped, for not having taken that opportunity, regret for not having tried it, regret for not having done something about that. And I've just made the decision, you know, regret is that one thing that I really want to do my very best to avoid to the best of my ability.
And so the best way to avoid regret is to jump in with both feet.
I would say so. To just jump in and see what happens. To just go for it. You know, to take that new job, to move to that different city, to go to that different school, to go back to school, to learn something new. Life is full of surprises, and why not be inspired by it?
It's really easy to do. And how can we reach you once again at West Metro Hypnosis?
952-222-3975.
And New Beginnings continues right now.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Good morning. You're listening to New Beginnings, and this is appointment listening each and every weekend. And right now we turn our attention to the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, and we're ready to speak with the center coordinator, Kitty Harris. You've got a lot of great things going, but before we go there, how can people get in contact with the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, Kitty?
612-344-2221. Or on Facebook under Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center.
All right. And in doing so, there's every time I walk into the center, there's always something going on. And as May starts, I would imagine that May is no different.
Absolutely. We're hoping for warmer weather to happen so that we can get into our fun spring events. And so we are getting ready on Thursday, May 9th. At 1:30 p.m. to have our annual Mother's Day tea. And this is just an event that we host free and open to the community to provide women an opportunity to come together and just have a conversation about what it is to be a mother or to play that role and just really to honor and celebrate them.
Well, so what is required to be a part of that event? Is there a requisite to attend?
They can just show up on that day. We always have registration at our front desk, but we also always have space for walk-ins as well. So we are going to be partnering this year with Thrivent Financial, and we're going to have a speaker that's going to talk to us about being financially healthy. We always have a demonstration from the YMCA at this event. And so we're just excited to, again, put this on. This will be our seventh year doing this event and just honoring those who play a role as mothers, just carving out some time to just say thank you for what you do.
Wow, that's exciting. And so if they like more information, just get in contact with you. But so that kicks off May, Mother's Day. What else is happening during the month of May?
On Saturday, May 11th, we will be having another free community play sponsored by 10,000 Things Theater Company. And this play is entitled The Sins of Sor Juana.
Tell us a little bit about the play to get us ready to go.
Yes, the play is a romantic comedy inspired by the true story of famed writer Juana Inez de la Cruz. And it just talks about a woman of great resilience who was determined to break through the conventions of the 17th century in Mexico. And so it is always interesting to see how this theater company puts together these productions for us in our large community room. They transform that space into an interactive theater. And again, this event is free and open to the public. And so we do encourage those who love live action theater to come out on Saturday, May 11th at 4 p.m. and just have some fun with us.
Do you have to register? Do you need to know if people are coming or not?
Nope, they can just show up on that day. We always have registration at our front desk, but we also always have space for walk-ins as well. So they can just come on over on May 11th. And I want to express and stress that this is free and open to the community. It is an intergenerational opportunity. And so we hope that people will take advantage of this great opportunity.
And again, for those who are looking for more details about these couple of events that you've mentioned for May,
612-344-2221.
All right. That's Kitty Harris, the Center Coordinator for the Corey McCarvey Health and Wellness Center, and you're listening to New Beginnings.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
You're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and it's time now to talk a little bit about your money and checking your official Social Security statement and why it's important to make sure that your future retirement benefits reflect what you may have earned over your working life. Yet a new report is suggesting that many Americans aren't doing that. In recent years, the Social Security Administration has greatly curtailed the number of statements that it mails out to us, encouraging workers to check the information online instead. But fewer than half of the 39 million people registered for electronic My Social Security accounts as of September 30th had checked their earning statements in the previous 12 months, that according to a recent audit from the agency's Inspector General. The findings are suggesting that the shift to digital statements had left many people without meaningful access to their earnings history, and that the government was falling short of its obligation under the Social Security Act to keep workers informed. And that really could be a problem because the statements are a critical retirement planning tool for many Americans. There are some people who say that it might be preferable to have the agency give people a choice of receiving paper statements periodically as it did in the past, rather than force them online. The administration's policy on mailing statements has varied. 2 decades ago, most workers 25 and older received a paper statement each year around their birthday. The document provides a summary of annual earnings. It also shows the size of the monthly check to expect and how the amount may vary depending on what year the recipient decides to stop working. The agency encourages everyone to create an online account and suggests that people review their statements annually to verify that earnings posted are correct and to make sure their benefit estimates are accurate. There's also a reason besides retirement planning to review your Social Security statements is to check for signs of identity theft. They say that doing so is good identity hygiene, like checking your credit reports. If, for example, your reported earnings are much higher than your own records, it may be a red flag that someone is fraudulently using your Social Security number. Here are some questions and answers about checking your Social Security statements. Number one, how do I create My Social Security account? You can register on the Social Security Administration website. You'll be asked to enter your Social Security number and birth date, and you'll also be asked a series of questions similar to those when you check your credit report online, and that's to help to confirm your identity. And then you'll receive a code by either email or text, which you will enter online to complete the process. Another question concerns if you can get paper statements. Why should you go online and open a Social Security online account. The experts say that creating a digital account is a good idea if only to prevent someone else from fraudulently creating one first and using it to steal benefit payments in the future. Given the number of security breaches in recent years, it's possible someone may be able to illegally obtain your sensitive personal information, like your Social Security number, and use it to set up an account in your name. And as we continue talking about money, I've come across four apps that can help you to save cash. The thrill of shopping on your phone or online is that it makes stocking up on groceries and the like much easier. But to get the best price, though, requires some work. Here are four apps that can help make that whole process easier. The Camel to track Amazon sales. This online service tracks the price history of more than 18 million products sold on the e-commerce giant site. As a result, you can decide if you really want to buy the item now or wait. The site has a price history chart to show you fluctuations in the cost. Prices are updated regularly, but Camel notes on its site that a consumer should always verify that information on Amazon, too, before making any purchase. It's also possible to set a price alert for an item that you would want to buy at a specific price. We're giving you four apps that can help you to save money. The other one is joinhoney.com. It helps you to master coupons. Honey at joinhoney.com offers shoppers a way to automatically find and apply coupons at checkout. Honey also has a feature called Drop List that notifies you when the price drops on a product at a variety of stores, including Best Buy, Target, Chewy, and others. Honey also has a tool that helps you to find the best price for a product on Amazon and a tool that allows you to track a product's price history so you can figure out the best time to buy as well. When you use a coupon code in some cases, Honey will earn a small commission from the merchant and then pass along some of those earnings to its members. And then there's Dosh to get cash back. Dosh is a cash back app that pays you some money when you use a credit card or a debit card that's linked to it. Participating retailers include Sam's Club, Sephora, Vineyard Vines, and others. Percentages on the cash given back vary by merchant. Dosh says his consumer financial services platform delivers automatic cash back to consumers when they dine, shop, or book hotels. Retailers like this platform because it helps to build business loyalty. You can transfer your Dosh cash to bank accounts, PayPal, or donate to charity from the app, according to Dosh. And the last one is GasBuddy.com to help you at the pump. The gas price tracking site has its own discount program called Pay with Cash Buddy. To save money, you need to connect your checking accounts to the Gas Buddy account. Then you receive a rewards card that you swipe when you buy gas at the pump. The program is free to join. You would save 10 cents per gallon off your first fill-up and 5 cents off every gallon after that. Gas Buddy says his card works at 90% of stations across the country, including brands like Shell and Mobil, but you won't get the discount at Costco, Sam's Club, ARCO, BJ's Gas, and HEB stations. You're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and we continue sharing great information right now.
Habitation Furnishing and Design is simply the best furniture design studio in the Twin Cities. What is a furniture design studio? It's a place where you'll find professional interior designers who are there to help you select the perfect furniture, a single sofa or an entire home. Our designers love making spaces exceptional. When you're shopping for furniture, it makes sense to talk to a professional. Habitation Furnishing and Design, 4317 Excelsior Boulevard in St. Louis Park.
Sitka Salmon Shares was created 7 years ago for the Midwesterner wanting better seafood. Here's how it works. First, visit sitkasalmonshares.com and enroll in a membership fit for you. 100% satisfaction guarantee. Then our fishermen in Southeast Alaska catch your share, fillet, and blast freeze with care and send them to your front door, all with delicious recipes. It's that simple. Enroll now at sitkasalmonshares.com and use code AM950 for $25 off.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
Our physical and spiritual bodies have all been shaped by God through the evolutionary process and imbued with life by the breath of God, from our very first breath as a newborn until this very moment. Our physical and spiritual bodies are divinely sourced. However, as we continue to develop this three-dimensional perspective of our Creator, contemplating our awareness, questioning ourselves, is my understanding of God big enough, without boundaries? Is it close enough? Do I feel a divine presence? Is it you enough? Can I be alert to this presence within me as my very existence? Now, it's an opportunity, I believe, in the first lesson, Is God Big Enough? I call to mind Charles Fillmore's famous essay, Reform Your God Thought. Charles challenged us, how big is your image, your idea of God? Is it limited to your denomination, even to our unity? Is it limited to how you were raised? Is there a limit? Charles challenged us and said, the greatest vision and understanding you have of the infinite Creator, one day you will realize it is a boundary that you have to go over. You have to continually enlarge your understanding of the infinite. Secondly, is God close enough? Well, I know I find that comes into my awareness anytime I feel a sense of loneliness or being lost. Then I have lost this idea that God is close enough. And I've allowed myself to dwell. It's just me and my shadow. I need to open up again and test my faith and begin to have a conversation, as Jesus demonstrated, speaking to the divine presence, calling it forth, asking for its guidance, its healing power. And now, this idea, is your God you enough? Well, once again, turning to my own experience, I'll become aware at times, especially when I am struggling with a challenge or a difficulty, whether it may be financial, health, relationships, I'll suddenly realize I have shut God out of that, thinking God is not in my finances. God is not a power in my relationships, in my health. I've shut God out. And I need to begin to realize, again, that divine presence is expressing through me. Myrtle realized it in her healing. I am a child of God, therefore I do not inherit sickness as the truth of my being. Charles had it another way, expressed it another way. He said, there is nothing in your life that you should not discuss with God. And in his day, he actually said, even if you want a drink of whiskey or a new dress, leave nothing out. Don't build up that idea that you are separate from your Creator and say, oh yes, when I'm sitting at Unity, when I'm meditating, when everything's going well, oh yes, I feel your presence. But when I meet a difficulty or a challenge, or there's some sort of private aspect of my life, God's not there, I'm in it alone. No, that's a time when you need to realize that whatever you're experiencing, there is a power within you that can lead you through that challenge, lead you into a greater understanding. Even if it seems to be a difficulty or a problem, you can realize, yes, yes, Spirit, you are showing me a way to pick myself up by my own bootstraps, and I can do what is necessary to walk through this valley of challenge. I have a friend here in Minneapolis that's kind of taught me about the consistency of that vision. He happens to have a physical condition where he has extreme, extreme tunnel vision. He can only walk. He, of course, can't drive. He can't even ride a bicycle because his vision is so narrow. He said he has to use both his vision and other senses and constantly make adjustments to maintain his awareness of his place here in the outer world. And I thought, ah, that's like our own spiritual practice. We need to look constantly. How big is my idea of God? How close do I feel God is? How you enough is my God? Do I feel God expressing through every aspect of my life? As God's creation or offspring, yes, even children, we must inherit the essence of our Creator. We often say about our family and friends, he or she is the very image of his parents or her parents. What does this mean to us in the light of our spiritual creation? How do we express our spiritual lineage, ancestry? Can we accept it? Can we live it day to day? Now, this relationship to our Creator has been a challenging proposition from the time of Jesus Christ to this very day. The spiritual authorities accused Jesus of blasphemy in his claim, I and the Father are one. Why, you try to make yourself God, they complained. He should be killed for such an idea. But even today, some in the Christian tradition find this view of God as you to be unacceptable. For such a thought brings the infinite God down into mundane, earthly life. But we have a great lesson in Paul, the early Christian leader, who was the ultimate expression of this challenging idea. He began as a persecutor of this Jesus, this new following within the Jewish world. He was horrified at the idea of the exalted, incomprehensible, unnameable, infinite God.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Recently, someone said, you look really happy. What's up? I had to admit that I was feeling good. My job, friends, and spiritual life are all in tune. It's just so good when you find a place that helps you over the bumps in life. affirms that you are a special person and that all you desire is waiting for you to claim it. A place where there's no blame, no shame, letting you just be you. Embracing, loving, empowering. That's Unity South Church, a non-denominational spiritual community for adults and children, located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. Come visit on Sundays at 9 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. Unity South.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.